Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley. And if you are not like Mr. Al Morgatti, who has an utter contempt for sleep, you did not see how the game ended last night in Chicago at legendary Wrigley Field.
Now, I think a lot of people couldn't turn it off.
It was a good game.
That was a really good game.
But I know a lot of you out there do not. There's a lot of controversy. John Johnson's here, Al.
Yeah.
And he's got somebody at his crosshairs. And it's going to get pretty ugly, even in the middle of a four-game winning streak.
Because
Johnson doesn't care about winning and losing. He's an art critic, and it has to be artistic or he's unhappy.
He got that from.
Oh, he's going after somebody today. Back off on that one. But you were up, I don't know, maybe they hung till it was tied in the
night. There was a double thing going on. You had basketball, come back, and you had this.
No. That's 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
What do you mean?
It's 6 now. That's barely 6 hours sleep.
Yeah.
No, that's not enough for the human body.
No.
The human body, according to my best friend Chip Kelly, 9 to 10 hours is where you're at maximum skill level.
Yeah, he slept a lot of Sunday afternoon.
All right. There's no reason to get personal here. So, anyway, it was 4-4 in the 10th inning, and JT Realmuto is at the plate. Let's see what happened.
Swung on. Hit well. Left field and deep. Going back is Schwarber to the track. At the wall, it's gone. JT Realmuto has given the Phillies the lead here in the top of the 10th inning. A solo home run is 6th of the year. Phillies back on top, 5-4.
All right, so John's got somebody at the crosshairs despite the win. So do I. We are going to dive deeply into that game a little later in the hour. I just wanted to get everybody up to date. The Phillies won again, Al, 4 straight now.
Yeah.
And they have a chance to make a mockery of the division. They do have a chance.
2-game lead.
Braves are playing well,
I know,
though.
But the Braves at some point have to fade a little. But we will get to all that shortly. We have a slightly more urgent issue, a really interesting situation developing today at the NovaCare Complex, where the Philadelphia Eagles will report for OTAs, the first real thing that happens to start another season.
Oh, yeah.
I know they have the mini-cats, but to me, this is where the players are there, all the players are there, and there's a lot of conversation, stuff like that. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Al. This one here is going to be interesting because according to the reports yesterday, I guess Ian Rappaport is now an extension of the PR department of the Eagles. He's breaking all the stories now.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is Ian Rappaport?
He's been around a while.
What about all these guys that are out there in the trenches every day getting their stories and then somebody's got to snitch to Ian Rappaport on a national level?
Did you not have somebody in the front office when you covered the Eagles?
I did, but I don't like when others do it. I only liked when I had a snitch. But anyway, bottom line is, you know what? There's really just one story here. I could tell you about the new kids coming in, the acquisition. None of it matters. Now, do you realize the whole story of this preseason from now to the end of training camp into the regular season for the team that clearly is the most talented in their division, our Eagles, is the health of Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
No.
Isn't it even more so now that you don't have Nick Foles behind him to protect you? This right here is all about Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
The whole thing
the
is
whole
what's going on.
The whole draft was about Carson Wentz.
Everything was about that. They got a tackle. Why? Carson Wentz.
Everything was about Carson. The receiver, running back.
In fact, he's on the back page of the paper that says sky's the limit. I'm not ready to go there.
Oh.
And you know why I'm not? Because I have no assurances and no feeling of confidence that that man, as much as I admire him, as much as I, you know, love his talent, I got no confidence he's going to stay healthy. None. And let me tell you something. Neither does the coach. I'm going to take you back a couple of weeks when they were getting ready for these mini camps. Is Doug Peterson a nice man?
Yeah.
Is he a man of dignity and class?
Yeah.
Does he treat everyone in this city well?
Yeah.
He didn't that day because they had the audacity, these reporters, to want to talk about the only story that matters, and that is the health of Carson Wentz. And I want you, I'm going to bring you up to date with this cut because this happened a couple of weeks ago. And they wanted to know if Wentz was going to be ready for the OTAs. Is he going to have a whole, you know, preseason? Is he going to be ready when we need him to? And listen to how snippy the coach got.
When OTAs start in less than 2 weeks, so we don't do it.
How does that pertain to rookie minicamp?
It's all about Carson, right?
No, it's about the rookies that are in this weekend.
Okay. So you won't say he's going to be on the field?
Not right now, not until we get to that point.
That is not Doug Peterson.
Oh, man.
Now, I will analyze what you just heard. You know why, Al, do you know why that's so sensitive an issue to him?
Because he doesn't have an answer.
He's as nervous as we are.
Yeah.
He's as nervous as ever. Rhea, yeah. You know what that is. That's like a defense mechanism.
Absolutely.
I don't want to talk about that, even though it's the elephant in the room. Yeah. Because if that man isn't healthy, they're not winning anything. And if he is 100% healthy, playing at maximum skill level, I'd be surprised if they didn't win it all. I would honestly think his health is either all or nothing for this season. All or nothing. And who, just so you remember, I got to bring you up to date in his last 5 years. Broken wrist, broken knee, broken back, broken ribs. Not in that order, yeah. But those are all the broken yes. things. All those things broke, Al, in
calcium.
Less than 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to think this year nothing breaks?
Carson the broken.
No, you know, John.
That's injury prone is what that is.
And here's, I have a lot of idle time after the show.
Okay.
And I was trying to analyze it. I'm not a doctor. I think his bones are brittle.
Yeah.
I think he breaks easily.
Yeah.
That's what I think. What? And then compounding that is how hard he plays, how determined he is to get the extra yard for the first down, willing to risk the injury to the point where consistently he's not there for the biggest games of the year. Mm-hmm. Last 2 years, not in the playoffs.
And that's why, right? You can easily draw the conclusion it might happen again.
Oh, no. I expect it to happen again. Al, if you had it right now. We're in Vegas.
Right? Yeah, just online right now.
No, I don't think you could bet on that.
You never know.
Well, let's just say, Al, I'm giving you, I want to know, I'm giving you even odds on Wentz remaining healthy the whole 2019 season or suffering an injury that costs him time.
Oh.
An injury that keeps him out at least a game.
Oh, I would take that on every NFL yes. quarterback except Brady.
Yeah. All right, then can you explain Brady?
I don't know.
Or Eli Manning.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, Brady's just a freak. I mean, I don't know.
Because Brady's 42. He should be more brittle than anyone.
I never get
our guy's
touched.
26.
Yeah.
Our guy's 26. Brady's 42. Our guy's more likely to get injured than your
Every
guy.
Every player in the league is.
All right. Well, here's the thing. So you would bet on the injury?
Yeah, well, yeah. And I would,
Johnson,
yeah.
Would you bet on the injury?
If it was multiple games, I would still bet on the injury.
Rhea, would you bet on the injury?
You kind of have to.
So, all right. So if we do that, right? Don't aren't we already saying we're doomed? Because
No.
Well, as long as he's good games.
Well, then you must have more faith in Nate Sudfeld than I do. Or Cody Kessler, our latest addition.
I'm just saying if it's one game,
But what his injuries usually are not that. They're usually much worse than that. Because something always breaks. We're waiting to get the MRI. You already know there's something bad on the MRI. And that's the thing. So, Al, yesterday, there was a good sign.
What is it?
And I just hope it's the first of many. Ian Rappaport made it pretty official that today, when they go to OTAs, Carson Wentz will be cleared to do everything. Listen.
As of right now, again, the Eagles have not made this public, but the feel I'm getting, talking to sources, that we're going to see Carson Wentz in some form or fashion on the field. In fact, one person explained to me they were probably going to see him a lot. And that is, if that holds up tomorrow, a very good sign for the Eagles.
It's only a good sign if he stays that way. I find it exciting that at 6:09 on this date, what's today's date?
21st.
May 21st, that Carson Wentz appears to be 100% healthy, Al. Al, he's 100% healthy.
Nice.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. But for how long? How long is it going to be out?
Until he gets hurt.
You drove all the way in for that. Al, you got in your car and said, I better get there fast today. They're going to need my input.
I'm a C student.
Wow. And Mia.
He didn't even put on a fresh sweatshirt.
Rhea, is this whole year going to be us holding our breath every single time? And he's going to get hit. He's a quarterback who tends to get hit.
I don't watch games
like
that.
You don't?
I will say this. I do it with Embiid when he crashes to the floor.
Okay.
I do hold my breath. So,
well,
yeah,
they're not that dissimilar.
Yeah.
John, you know covering Embiid all the time. He also will. There was a whole piece they did last week on how many times he hits the floor in every game, and it's more than any other player in the NBA.
No, Embiid and Wentz are the same person. They are the hands down the most talented. Their team relies on them the most.
Yes.
And you will hold your breath every time they hit the ground hard.
Which, in the case of Embiid, is 5 or 6 times every game.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing's going to happen with Wentz. Is anybody listening right now? Do you have confidence? Because I'm not a religious person, but like that's like what you should be doing. There should be a religious intervention, a divine intervention. First of all, he's a very religious person.
Yeah.
Secondly, he's a very nice man.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing negative on the side of Wentz except he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And you know, I wait all year for football. I'll be honest with you. Even during the basketball, I'm going, well, when this is over, I know football's getting closer. Yeah, I love football. Football is what drives me as a fan. And this year, I'm going to be nervous the whole year.
Yeah.
Because of Carson Wentz.
Well, I mean, nothing you can do about it. You just watch and you presume I never presume you're going to get hurt. I always presume he's going to be healthy.
God, you're full of life, huh?
But I mean, why wouldn't you
you're
presume?
Just full of life.
Because of his history.
Because
huh?
I work. My life is about emotion.
Yeah.
I live every day at peak emotion.
But why can't you think he's going to be okay?
Because there's no evidence to back it up. I'm a very logical person.
Well,
based on what would I assume he's going to be healthy a whole season?
It has to happen.
At some point, you're saying the law of averages it's got to happen.
I mean, Brady went through his thing early, right? Then never got hurt again.
All right, but Al, Brady.
Brady never, just had the one
Brady
injury.
Brady didn't
though.
Have injury. Five injuries.
He had one bad one.
All right,
missed
but
a year.
The ACL. But other than that, he has had nothing.
No.
He gets hit. I've seen him get hit.
Yeah.
He gets up.
Yeah, he's got that trainer guy. But I got no faith.
I
have faith.
All right. Well, I'm going to open this up.
I think they have faith, too. Otherwise,
they don't have faith. They did Foles a favor. In fact, I'm going to play you something when we come back that's going to touch your soul. And I'm not even positive you have one.
All right.
But it's going to touch
you. I'll take my shoe off.
It's going to, Al, it's about love. It's about the way you should live your life.
All right.
Because I heard this, came courtesy of the owner, Jeff Lurie, at his commencement speech at Clark University.
He went to Clark?
Yeah, and that's where he went. He's an alumna.
Worcester.
And Al, it's so beautiful. I want everybody to hear it this morning and live their lives with this comment. It's so meaningful.
Cool.
But here's what I got today. Everybody's raving. You guys are going nuts about this hat. I got the new
great hat. Yeah.
Armed Forces Day hat.
That's
what it's
cool
called.
Hat. It's my
this
favorite hat.
This is the all-time greatest Phillies hat. You're going to get it before everybody else today. It is rolling out this week at the New Era Team Store at Citizens Bank Park. It's black with the Phillies insignia on it. What's that, gold trim? Is that gold trim, John?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like a fatigue, very, very dark
and
green, almost black.
And the stars and spray. Oh, it's just phenomenal.
It's a beautiful hat.
I'm giving you that. I got Rita's Water Ice. I got front row tickets to the Carson Wentz A01 charity softball game at Home Run Derby. That's where you can get autographs and all that great stuff. I got tickets to The Who and tickets to Conklin's Comedy Night. He is here, by the way, Al. In fact, he's got an audition tape that Butch from Maniunk did with the regular announcers.
He actually
went into the booth Sunday.
Nice.
And he worked with Mike Schmidt and Tom McCarthy. You got to hear it. Al, Butch may be the next analyst for the team. You're going to hear that. But here's what I'm doing today. Today is election day, even though I was informed yesterday I am not allowed to vote.
Why?
I have not lived long enough in Philadelphia. I will not be able to vote for my man, Al Taubenberger. But most people will vote today. We're going to vote here. We ran this by Rhea. She's okay with it.
Okay.
We want a new mayor in town. And we want the mayor.
No, you didn't run that part by me.
We want the mayor to come from sports.
Oh, cool.
Now, in order to do this, let me just tell you what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who is, in sports, a fine citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, Al, who is known for great leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And above all, somebody who enjoys soda. 888-729-9494. Get on now. Who in sports would be a great mayor of the city of Philadelphia? Get on now. We got the whole Phillies game coming up. All the big moments a little later in the hour. And a love message from Jeff Fleury when we return. WIP Sports Time, 6:15.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.